Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We need Thundercats. I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You're out of touch. You're out of time. Okay, Goo, here they are. We're going to be giving away three of these next week.
I love music.
One Curry, one Green, one Jimmy Butler.
Woo!
I'm holding it up.
Wait!
I love this color. I do like this color.
They did that.
There it is.
Ooh, Jimmy Butler III, Stoddy. Show it a little more. You look quick. Like your interviews.
This is the Curry one.
Oh, boy.
Curry 30.
That is clean.
There you go. Ooh, we're going to be giving it away next week, so that'll be fun.
That's what you call
another
fresh
reason to listen to 95.7 The Game. Giannis out a month.
Well, 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, 2 to 4 weeks. Right. Let's call it 3.
Man.
That'll be about the time that he's eligible to be traded to the Warriors.
That's true.
You imagine 2 years in a row, Jimmy 1 year, and then the next one, Giannis?
You said, could you imagine? It's so funny. It was during the break, and I was just thinking about, could you imagine? And you know what I said to the chat? Because I can engage with them without even bring it onto the air. The question was this: could you imagine where the Warriors would be if Steph Curry were aging like a normal player?
Oh, no, it would be over.
I mean, think about that for a minute.
If he were Chris, it would be over.
Think about that.
It would be over.
For a minute.
It would be sayonara, now, Saran, it's a wrap.
Well, there would have been a silver lining.
Which is?
You could have gotten on with the show a little before than now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're still... Here's another question I have for Warrior fans. Are we still all about building around Steph Curry still?
Yes.
Okay.
27 a game.
Come on, man.
That's what you signed up for.
And
real quick about those picks or the picks, because I got somebody on the Boxer and Gerzen work injury text line telling me, Goo, I'm not being realistic in regard to the – you still got to hit those picks. You had a pick with Moody. How did that work out? The 14th pick. You had a pick with Kuminga. How did that work out? You had the second pick with Wiseman. How did that work out? So just because you have the picks, Donnie, you still got to hit. So if I got Steph and I can go get me a net positive, something I already know that's proven, I'm grooving with that.
I would like... I really do feel like there's so much to talk about with the Warriors. But they have like three basic questions. And one basic question is, yes or no, are we still in the Steph window and that's how we're making our decisions?
Hell yes.
Okay, so that's a yes.
You know that. And Joe Lacob would say yes, okay?
What percentage of the fan base agrees with that, do you think?
I think 70-30.
Okay, because I don't at this point.
Shocker.
But it doesn't mean that I'm that way throwing Steph under the bus. Yeah. It doesn't mean I'm throwing Steph under the bus.
You're ready to move on.
No, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm ready to move on from Steph. It just means I'm less likely to trade four future firsts just to get a guy in here for a year or two f- for a long shot of making a deep playoff run. Like I'm
and possibly that, get number five during his tenure.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to know how many people are aligned to my way of thinking and how many people are aligned to your way of thinking, which is no, you do whatever you can and the future is not of a primary concern. And it sounds like that's where you are.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, I want to know where, like, let me just throw Evan in here real quick. And I don't know if he's been listening. You know, just philosophically without too much details. If the Warriors are still set on doing things from a perspective of Steph and doing things for Steph, are you less likely to do that now? I guess what I'm saying is, are you still in the all-in for Steph as a strategy?
I don't think they've been all-in for Steph. Like, this idea that they've been doing that, to me, is not true.
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean, what would tell you over the last 5 years that they've gone all-in for Steph Curry?
Well, it feels like they've tried to, whether it's like Paul George or Markkanen, and then they eventually got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler didn't cost you much. I mean, they still have control of four first-round picks that they could send to Milwaukee. So,
let's cut to the chase. Are you open to doing something like that still?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a deal that if it's available, you kind of have to do. I mean, again, I think it's as much about the trade itself as it is. If you found out that the Warriors had a chance to trade for Giannis and didn't do it, what would your reaction be?
I would say, what was the deal they turned down?
Well, the deal, according to ESPN today, and there's a lot of other deals that teams have on the table that could outbid the Warriors, but this is the potential deal. Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and four unprotected first-round picks. But one of them is lightly protected, but it's only in the top 20.
See ya.
Like, if they did not do that deal and I found out about it 3 or 4 years down the line, to me, I think the majority of Warriors fans would be pissed about that.
And rightfully so.
Well, let's ask them at 888-957-9570. It'd be a tough one to turn down. I'm not going to lie.
And to Evan's point about they really haven't gone all in, the reason I'd be in the uproar is Giannis, to me, symbolizes forget the Steph window and what he has left. He's going to be here, and he's good enough to lead after Steph's gone.
Well,
so you get to scratch two itches. You know what I mean?
All right, but let's be realistic and say he's in the East, and they're not a 500 team. Like he's – and, okay, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
You're going to love this one, Goo, because I did a little bit of a dive on Giannis.
Somebody still did.
He has trouble staying healthy.
Well, hey.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who doesn't.
I'm waiting.
Buddy Hield.
That's why he's going to Milwaukee.
Buddy, I'm Batman.
Giannis's name is...
I would do that package in a second. You would too, wouldn't you? Come on, Stein.
You asking me?
Yeah.
There's an element of fool's gold I just don't like about it.
And I'm what part of it? You love Giannis, or you love Giannis,
like
young Giannis.
He's almost going to be 32. Let me see. Here's the other big thing.
Look at that body, man.
He's got a player option in 2 years. Oh my gosh.
Do you want to win, Stoney? There's a price to it, baby. There's a cost to it all.
But here's the other thing. I don't necessarily like. So you clearly think if they got Giannis for Draymond Green and Kuminga, they'll win a title.
I believe
they're better than Oklahoma City.
No, not better, but as good as.
Okay,
but you got Giannis
okay, better than
to
Houston.
Worry about.
Yo, better than Denver. As,
yes.
Okay. Well, you're still gonna have to negotiate the entire playoffs.
But man, you don't think they're in that discussion? You got Giannis and
better
Steph.
Than the Lakers.
You're keeping Butler, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Like, Stoney, that's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I...
So how would Warrior fan be sleeping just knowing that's what you have at your disposal? That's what you're going to battle with. And you kept Jimmy.
You do realize how the Oklahoma City Thunder got to where they got, right?
Yeah.
They had to pay a little bit of a price.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah, like a two-year price.
Three.
Which
is too long for Goo.
No, don't put me in it.
No,
well, that's my point. Nobody is ready to do that yet.
They are because they swindled the Los Angeles Clippers.
They are where they are. Yeah. Oklahoma City.
They got an MVP and six first-round picks for a guy who can't even stay on the floor now.
Man. Life. Sports.
Paul George is out tonight, by the way, in Philly.
That doesn't necessarily work in the Warriors' favor.
Why not?
Because he's a hack.
Chris Paul's a hack.
No,
Paul George is not a hack.
I'm putting Paul George into this category now. When I found out when the Warriors were playing Sacramento, they were playing without Curry, if you remember. But then I saw LaVine and Sabonis were out for the Kings, and I said, that doesn't help the Warriors. No. And it didn't.
That's where you're at with Paul, huh?
I must say this. A 4 first round unprotected is too much for me. It just is too much. Because, see, I understand when you say, well, we'll go get Giannis, and then he'll be here for 7 years. There's no guarantee of that. Like, I don't think people realize that if Giannis comes here and you do something this year and then Steph starts falling off. Yeah. Like, why would Giannis want to re-sign here if Steph is going to retire?
It's a Class A organization. Joe Lacob has shown you time and time again he'll spend and put the money back into the product. So I think that matters. The Bay Area, you guys could scoff or laugh. Why would you? We're from the Bay. I believe that matters. And it's just about the comfortability that Giannis would have to be. Like, Giannis can look at it and be like, I ain't no worse off than I am in my current situation in Milwaukee. And how long has it been like that, you know? So, man, Steiny.
Let's go to D in Washington to get us started. What's going on, D? How you doing, man?
Sinatra. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey. What's up, baby?
Evan, you good, bro?
What's up, D? Yeah, I'm doing well. Back at you.
Hey, listen. This question is not for you, Evan, because I know how you feel. This question is for my guy, Sinatra, as in Steiny, and Guru. I want to know what in the world is going on with the 10 guards that are currently part of the roster.
Yeah, that's on my
D. Why is it that you guys never take the time to address that part of the problem? Why is it that whenever you have Kerr or Mike Dunleavy or Lacob on the radio, you guys are interviewing one of those three? Why is it that you guys never ask about that?
Well, I don't ask about
basketball has changed. Let me be quiet and listen to you, man.
We ask him about the roster, and like I said, Steve Kerr before the year thought this roster fit, and they've never completely bought into bringing a big man for the sake of a big man bringing him in here. I don't disagree with you, D, that the league has changed and they're very small.
Yeah, and they built a dynasty on lightweight being small, and now the league has shifted. And if you listen to the show, my man, we have talked about why do we have more wings than round table? Why are we so small? But that's what it is, and that's on Mike D. And yesterday, if you listen, I questioned, this is on him and Joe Lacob. Because this is it's apparent to the naked eye, man, when you watch just what natural disadvantage the Warriors are at, man.
Here's another thing.
We speak on it, man.
With the, just batting around some stuff, it's all Warrior related. So what came up yesterday? Monty Poole, you know what? Let me get this sound.
He was great.
Here we go. This is Monty Poole on the drafts of the Wisemans and the Moody's and the Kamingas.
The Warriors look miniature because they kind of are, you know. And Steve opened the season saying, you know, I really don't want to play Draymond the 5, you know, 82 games. I can't do that. And yet, it's not 82, But he's playing Draymond the five more than he should, more than he'd like to, because that's the lineup. So, yeah, I think definitely size is an issue. There are people in the building who believe the same thing. And I'm curious to see what Mike Dunleavy does between now and the trade deadline, because, you know, they're sitting on 11-11, and we all know nobody's happy about that.
Yeah, I think Monty brought that up, talking about the size, and then it was kind of in conjunction with two guys that they had an opportunity to draft, okay. Franz Wagner and Trey Murphy.
Man.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Why did you just say man?
Because just DNA-wise, those are exactly where the league is at. And when you got DNA like that and you got game with it, watch out. And the Warriors haven't had that in forever in a day. That's why I said wow.
Don't you see, though, this is what makes you think that Franz Wagner and Trey Murphy would have been able to break through coming onto the team that Moody and Kuminga had to come on to?
So fair, and it's as simple as you. The glass is half empty, and I'm saying it's half full, because, Steiny, what's the difference as of what happened thinking you could do with Moody and Kuminga and getting them to a plateau that, to be honest, they haven't reached? And what if I tell you
that's
this?
That's my point.
And I'm going to dumb it down. It would have been fun to watch. Like,
it would have probably
definitely
been.
Definitely are talented and taller. Like, man.
You do realize that it could have left. I think it could have left everybody as frustrated as we are now. I think there's a scenario in which Franz Wagner and Murphy are here. And I know it's easy to say, no way, Steiny, but I'm not convinced that they would be in a significantly different situation, because what got them to where they are right now is a big part of being drafted by Orlando and whoever Murphy got drafted by, New the Orleans. Pelicans.
Yeah, but at least wouldn't you feel better knowing, hey, no. The size is the reason.
Sure.
You know what I'd like? But that makes sense.
I am not giving the Warriors the benefit of the doubt that had they drafted Wagner and Murphy, they'd be significantly better off than they were drafting Kuminga and Moody, because Wagner and Murphy would have been drafted onto a so-called championship team, and they would have been held to the same standards as Moody and Kuminga, and they might not have been able to break through. Mm. Now, maybe they were so far ahead, and this is the other part. Maybe Wagner and Murphy would have been so much further ahead when they got here than those other guys that they would have gotten a head start. I mean, Wagner played 2 years at Michigan. Murphy played 3 years at Virginia. But why didn't they draft them?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
I have why you didn't draft Halliburton. And I know that.
They drafted a guy with 3 games of college experience, a guy who played a 14-game G League schedule, and a guy who played 1 year at Arkansas.
And who is that on? Because Joe Lacob has told us and Tim Kawakami on certain podcasts that Tim has had, Steiny, multiple times. We talked to Kirk Lacob. Now, Kirk didn't tell us this, but his dad did. That this is not me just making the pick. It wasn't just Bob. It's not Mike. It's a collective. It's Steve's involved. So, I mean, I'm trying to be positive, Steiny, but it is just infuriating when you think about what looks like to be missed opportunities. It's not that they haven't had the opportunities, the missed opportunities. And I'll say this about Steve Kerr and the Draymond at the five. We were at Lake Merritt the year they won and beat Cleveland with Kevin Durant. And we asked, and I'll never forget this, we asked Steve Kerr, you know, about next year. And he always talked about the great Stephen Curry, Clay at that time, and Dre. Their minutes were going to go down, and the youngsters on the team at that time were going to, you know, get more on their plate. And I'm just looking at Steph Curry's log, which I don't want minutes cut off. It just speaks to how just incredible shape he's in, Steiny, but he's still playing as many minutes as he did in 2018 and 19, you know, 7-8 years. Like, it's incredible that he's lasted. I bring that up to say is he said, oh, those minutes will be reduced just like he did Draymond not playing the five, and it's not actually happening, and I'm okay with it, but, I mean, I don't know, man. Those misses are big.
No doubt. No doubt.
And I think those chickens are coming home to roost.
Yes, and all I'm doing is questioning whether they were misses or whether those players were going to struggle regardless. And here, okay, 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Stop it, Steiny. Franz Wagner and Murphy III would have broken through because they are better players than JK and Moody, and they came in as defensive players, not projects. Their offense would have developed regardless. Hey, I mean, and I'm not being smart. Yeah, right. If you say so, I'm more thinking about the situation that those rookies, even Wagner and Murphy, would have come into. I don't know how much better Wagner got between the time he was a rookie and today, and when Murphy was a rookie and today.
Do you have a problem with me going back? I'm sorry I'm doing this, y'all, but I have to. Jordan Poole's maturation, the good part of it. Why did that evolved and everything was smooth? We saw him grow, go to the G League, and then become a walking bucket.
When what happened?
I'm asking. You tell me.
I don't think
he almost phased Clay out, and he could have. I think that's what went wrong with Clay. Like, no, I'm just saying we saw that egg hatch.
Well, and how did the veterans respond to the egg hatching? They just weren't crazy about it. I think
Curry and just nobody cares, but I think Curry and Jordan Poole still have a relationship, Stoney. Like, I don't think that Curry wasn't like, oh my God,
why is
you're
Poole
getting too
not
big.
Here? Why is Poole not
He got it hit in the face.
Yes. By who?
Draymond.
Okay. I'm not lumping Curry in. I'm just
there was some jealousy, you're saying? Like, that would have reared it to, I don't.
So now, okay. I love this. Yeah. So you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, you believe the Warriors' veteran players have done a great job of paving the way for the younger players who have been drafted over the years.
Now, it's funny you asked me that. I told you I felt lied to by this Warrior culture when I found out what was going on and how Draymond said he wasn't there for Kuminga and he's going to try to fertilize that relationship. That hurt me. The Jordan Poole punch and no suspension, that hurt me. I can't lump every OG or veteran on the Warriors, Iguodala included, Steiny, saying they weren't the good OGs to the youngsters. I can honestly say Dre doing what he did to Poole, but I don't think there was sets or syndicates on the team to where, that's not who Steph is. And that's why I feel like when I see him interacting, you can say, Goo, come on, it's easy to say I'm watching on TV, but I really believe he liked watching Jordan Poole grow and they played together and he helped him win a title.
And I'll bet you a million ways to Sunday he didn't advocate for the Warriors not to trade him. But I'm just questioning the idea that if the Warriors had drafted a few different players, their future would look significantly different. And I'm just telling you, I'm not convinced that that's the case because of the situation that Wagner and Murphy would have been drafted into too.
To a sense, and I'm not speaking for you, I feel like you're kind of robbing them of their evolution as well, those two players, by saying that. like saying they wouldn't have popped because of what was in
front
of them.
Well, what rookies popped for the Warriors? Like, what young player has popped?
Jordan Poole.
Okay, how long did that take?
It took a while.
Okay, so I don't believe for a minute that, like, Murphy and Wagner.
Durant in here, that what's the word I'm looking for, stopped all progress for a lot.
Right, and so even if Murphy and Wagner were here, they would not have hit the ground running. I don't think.
You didn't need them to, I don't think, either.
Well, you'd need them to now, and I don't know that they would have gotten that opportunity. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is anyone out there on board with me and maybe trying to make a move to get a few more draft picks? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And that segment also brought to you by the Los Altos Village Association.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.